The U.S. plans to send astronauts to an asteroid by the year 2025 and to the planet Mars in the following decade. Bolden said the mission to capture, redirect, and explore an asteroid will have significant implications for the entire world.
Aside from advancing our understanding of the nature of these mysterious objects and how we might protect our planet from them, this initiative will provide valuable experience in future mission planning and operations. These missions will include, but not be limited to, future deep space missions, including our planned visit to Mars.
The NASA chief said both he and U.S. President Barack Obama believe that the success of modern space programs will partly be judged on how well space exploration continues to be a global partnership.
We envision an important role in this initiative for international participation as well, and it's one of the reasons I'm here in Austria and plan to travel to Italy later this week.
For Maslan Othman, head of the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, the announcement just might reinvigorate interest in space travel.
Nobody, for an instance, recalls how dangerous or how fantastic this is, how a million things have to come into play in order for it to be successful. And this is why we need something like this asteroid initiative to make it all exciting again. And for us in the office, we need to keep people engaged and excited about space.
As Mr. Bolden, the NASA administrator, also pointed out, 2013 is a historic year when it comes to human space flight. 50 years ago this month, Russian cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman in space, while astronaut Sally Ride became the first American woman to travel to space on the 18th of June, 1983. Deanne Penn, United Nations.